welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Oh, namaste, beloved one. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Sri Ram Ka, and we are delighted to be with you right now.
Oh, my goodness. You know what, angels? Hold on. We are so delighted to be with you. We are at, how high are we, Sri?
We're at almost 7,700 feet.
7,700 feet.
Nice comfy altitude.
A very comfy altitude. And we are broadcasting to you today live from beautiful, extraordinary, cosmic energy-filled Blue Mountain. We are sitting here in the Andes Mountains, and we are actually in an inter-Indian valley that is cradled between the two spines of the Andes. And so the perfect cosmic place, the eye of the Andes, the center, the heart, the divine conscious moment, we have so much to share.
You know, the Inca traveled down these mountain ranges, creating temples and communion spots, and they brought with them a rich heritage of galactic connection.
Incredible.
That was tied also to honoring the earth and honoring the wealth and abundance that springs forward from the spirit of the earth to the spirit of the sky. And when we're on a mountaintop, I think all of us can relate. We feel like we're right in that portal of communion.
Ooh, and we are. And do you feel it? Do y'all feel it already? So open up your heart, open up your energy, open up your divine presence for today's extraordinary show. Now, we are live. So remember, you can give us a call and join in all the fun. You can ask us questions, share what you're feeling, or request a mini soul reading. I don't know if there's any lines still available, but if there are, give a call. 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Remember, if you call and the lines are busy, it just means they're full. But the minute we start saying hello to people, that's your chance to call in and get to the queue, because you are amazing. You know, every week we are so blessed that everyone who gets through is the right person to get through at this moment. And we know that we are all here for each other. And so welcome, welcome, beloved ones, to Blue Mountain, Ecuador in the high Andes.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things to remember as we are in this moment that we're calling the center of the storm, the calm center, while everything around us might be in flux and chaos or change, that the center of the storm, so to speak, the eye of the hurricane, is that peaceful, connected portal that exists. And it's really a wonderful opportunity when we move into that peaceful zone to connect beyond time and space.
Yes.
And this is one of the reasons why we, Kira and I, have just so enjoyed reconnecting with high altitude locations right now, because they support that connection beyond time and space. They each high altitude place is really giving you a lift to notice that which you dismiss when you're more densified. And one of the things that I just want to remind you, we talked a few months ago, that if you are living at sea level or in other places, it's very useful to have a photo of a beautiful mountaintop, and to have that photo in your home or your office space somewhere where you can connect with the energy of the high altitude experience. There is a phenomenon that the archangelic realm calls crystallization, and it is the activation of your crystalline DNA that opens you up to greater conscious connection. And that activation of your crystalline DNA more naturally occurs at altitude or when you connect with high altitude places, thus the value of that beautiful photo of a mountaintop.
Exactly. And, you know, even the one that we sent this week as part of the e-card of this show is one that you can certainly connect with. And of course, you can find one or go anywhere that works for you. Now, beloved angels, we want to remind you, let's talk about where we are. Today is June 11th. We are right in that moment. We are right in that middle moment of June. And let's go back to, let's talk about that June energy one more time. Remember, May and June were this center of the storm, and we have been in this apex moment. Well, the apex moment is cresting literally right now. And you notice how the moon is kind of like we're moving through that full, you know, the half moon kind of thing. We're cresting now into the culmination of this center of the storm energy. And this is also why Sri and I had to be here in the middle of June, in the middle of the Andes, in the heart of this divine cosmic presence. You know, I'm looking at Sri and I'm smiling right before we got on the radio show. I'm actually staring at it right now. There's this here in this extraordinary location where we're so blessed to be. There is this beautiful rock that has an ancient petroglyph spiral carved into it. And we're very, very blessed that we can actually touch it. And there is a power and a presence in connecting with this spiral energy. As a matter of fact, everything about this energy spirals. And so I would encourage each of you right now to consider that whenever we are being spun into balance, right, to consider the energy of an ever-refining spiral. Because as this apex energy of June now moves into this culminating phase, this is a week to claim ultimate balance. And this can be a very powerful thing, because whenever we claim balance, it means whatever was out of balance might flare pretty hard. And I think we're all seeing that in the media. We're seeing that in what's happening on the planet. We're seeing that in so many different ways right now, that whatever was out of balance is kind of being forced to find a balanced spot. This is very, very, very valuable, because this week is about this balance claim, which is going to lead to next week's heart, which is going to then culminate this center of the storm before we all walk into July. So this is a really important week to open up to the greater mysteries, to the cosmic presence. And this is why we're here to share a lot of that with you.
Now, one of the things I want to offer, both as an encouragement and maybe as a warning, is that how do you know when you are balance? How do you know for sure? Because we have such a great capacity to adapt to being out of balance.
Exactly. Oh, do we ever?
You know, the human.
That's an understatement, Sri.
Our bodies and our psychology know how to accept something that is maybe less than kind, that is a little bit harsh. And if we wrap the energy of acceptance around that which is not kind and accept it as normal, then in the absence of it, we feel awkward for a moment.
Very much so,
and,
yeah.
And so this is the situation, is that when we're achieving a new level of balance, we often go through a time of feeling out of sorts as we're finding the new center of gravity, so to speak. And that feeling of out of sorts, call it the transition feeling, where one set of norms is dissolving and a new norm is coming in, and we're in that place in between. And so to your emotional body, it's important to take a deep breath, to look at a flower, to stare at the blue sky and say, we're okay, mm-hmm. we're good, and that this too is passing. Remember that any experience that comes your way is, in fact, passing by. It is, in fact, informing you. And so we delight at the fact that we, as a collective here on this beautiful planet, are in a time where there is a rise both in the chaos and a rise in the capacity to embrace the oneness, the calm center.
And this is part of that harmony of balance. You know, Sri and I were, as you guys know, down in Uruguay. And what's fascinating is that Terra Nostra in Uruguay is extraordinarily highly powerfully energetic. And it comes from a crystalline matrix of rock energy. And there's a fascinatingly powerful cosmic connection there and lots of spiraling vortex energy. And over the past several months, that vortex has been deeply showing us during this eye of the storm, guys. Remember, this May, June has been teleporting us here to the Andes, to this literal exact spot. I mean, literally. I mean, the miracle that Sri and I are here right now broadcasting to you live from this location defies our sharing anything with you. I think you guys can all feel that. But what's happening is that, remember, there is a crystalline grid around the planet, and let's talk about that. And we have not talked about this before, but this is energy that has been shown to us, and we've been told that this is the time to share it with you, because there is a crystalline grid around the planet. However, as my beloved angels, as you all know, we are in this time of intensifying Kali Yuga energy, and this has been taking us out of balance, right? It's been taking us way out of balance. And it has been doing its best to, I'm going to use the word infect, because that's what it feels like to me. It feels like almost kind of like an infection, you know. It's been trying to infect even the most sincerely focused person or being that is holding this presence. And through a lot of different ways, many, many, many people are being interfered with. And I think all of you are aware of that. And if you're not really aware of that, please go to our YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kira, and look at our video on interference. Better yet, go to our website, yay, finally relaunched, SriandKira.com. And where you'll see the June Revelations video, there's a little thing right there that says free lessons, free video lessons. Click on that, and we've got the video posted there. Because this is a time, especially this week, where balancing yourself back into this divine nature is the greatest gift you give not only yourself, but you give to this crystalline grid. Because the crystalline grid has got some, I'm going to use, for lack of a better word, punctures in it. So imagine this beautiful crystalline grid that's been holding, that's been working tirelessly and beautifully sustaining all of this energy. And it's got these little spikes in it right now. Well, those spikes are not something that can be repaired. They're like a, if you see a beautiful grid of crystalline light, and then there's just like this little spike. If you don't really focus, you might not even see it's there. Now, here's the gift of this. And I know for some of you, you might be going, wait a minute, Kira, you are blowing our minds. This is information. I don't know if I'm ready to hear or whatever. But here's the key. All of us who are coming together with sincerity, love, and presence, those are the magic, okay? Sincerity, love, and presence are forming this beautiful grid of ascended crystalline presence that's like a soft, loving cocoon around the crystalline light grid. And this is why many, 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 many people are being called to physically move, to rebalance their lives in a way they might not have ever dreamed of, having really visceral dreams of new things, having lots of spirit connections. The beautiful blessing is that the ascended presence energy is having a greater receptivity to connect with cosmic energy, and that this is part of the asset of these openings or these portals.
You know, and a lot of what's going on has to, it's really beyond what the conscious mind will notice. The typical conscious mind is very much truncated and doesn't see it all. And this is the value of intuition in filling in the picture. The thing I want to offer to you is the recognition that a crystalline grid has always been in place around the Earth, supporting the density structure of the Earth. Well, what we're witnessing now in this escalator to ascension that we're all participating in is that a grid is forming from human heart to human heart, from human consciousness to human consciousness, and beyond humans. That this
this is very multidimensional.
That this grid of crystalline energy is like an embrace that is presently stabilizing our worldly experience while keeping us open to that which is beyond the earthly experience. And so what I want to really implore each and every one of us to remember is that your heart knows the way. You don't need a concept to understand how to evolve. We need to simply relax into the truths of our own divine ascended heart, to trust that if it's time to change careers, then you're called to express your energy in a different way.
Right.
If it's time to move to a different location on the planet, then you're called to anchor in that location and to trust that. You don't have to explain it to anybody.
And the blessing of this specific week, this week of harmony and balance, is that no matter what comes in, guys, no matter what shows up, let it teach you what has been out of balance and allow that to resolve this week. It can all resolve this week. Sri and I are going to be here in Ecuador all week long, and that is all we are doing. We are doing everything we can to send out the frequency of balance and restoration to this sacred ascended crystalline cocoon that will become this beautiful sacred safe zone for the crystalline grid of light to be able to assist all to maintain. And all you need to do to be a part of that is to bring your hand to your heart, relax, and accept that you are in a state of perfect divine harmonic rebalancing. And that as you bring that in, you're going to notice by the end of this week a richer sense of intuition, a richer sense of serendipity, a richer sense of your life, clarity. Things will line up because next week the heart will really come forward. And we have so much to share about that next week. But this is the week about receiving, receiving, receiving. So bring your hands to your heart right now. And if it's safe to close your eyes, we want to invite you to do that. Let's take in a nice, nourishing breath. Let's go in. Let it out and let a smile come to your face. And as you are doing that, open up your heart and open up your consciousness to receive a message from the beautiful blue star-born cosmic Essene beings that have called us here to Blue Mountain. That are stationed here right now in the heart of the center of the Andes. Think about that. In the heart of the center of the Andes, in this beautiful inter-Andean valley area at this 7,600 feet, that's saying, come now and remember the truth of who you are. Allow me to offer you healing. Allow me to restore your divine presence. Allow us to join with you all again so that together we may lift up through the illusion, through the chaos, and into the divinity of our divine presence. And as I'm sharing that with you, I'm feeling this poke. It's like they're poking me and saying, be sure to tell them. So angels, what I want to share with you is if you have not yet gone to SriAndKira.com and started taking the 12 lessons of light, what a wonderful week to start doing that.
The 12 lessons of light are profound. They will open your conscious mind while they're opening your crystalline DNA. And truly, they are an opportunity to receive a pure stream of divine wisdom and allow that to nourish your evolutionary journey.
Now, these are lessons of light. These are not like anything you've ever taken before. These are all blessings that were gifted to the planet from beautiful Archangel Zadkiel. They are completely free. It is our gift to you. And all you need to do is go to SriAndKira.com, right on the homepage, right on the center of the homepage, just underneath where you found the video of the June energy and where you could go look at those other energy videos. You'll see it right there. It says 12 free lessons of light. Click there, register, and you'll have your first one right now. It'll show up immediately. And the only reason we ask you to register is that Archangel Zadkiel has made it clear, and you're going to want to give yourself the gift of reading everything, my loves, but Archangel Zadkiel made it very clear that you need to spend quality time with each lesson before you integrate the next lesson. So when you register, it means that every 2 weeks you can go, hey, yay, this is the day my next lesson arrives.
The lessons will be sent to you automatically, and they're paced every 2 weeks to allow you time to integrate this into your life so that you can proceed in a nourishing way to evolve through the lessons.
Absolutely. And you know, speaking of proceeding in a nourishing way, we have all of our phone lines full. So let's start welcoming in some amazing, beautiful people.
We're going to head to line two and say hello to Lisa from Arizona.
Namaste, beloved Lisa. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
Thank you. We're happy to have you here. Okay. We can sure hear you. Yeah.
Everything you just spoke of just rings so on my soul right now. So I'm really grateful for both of you and to have this information. And I would love a mini soul reading.
Oh, Shauna, yes, excuse me, Lisa, yes, you would. And I'm just smiling so hard because when I gaze at you, you know how I was talking earlier about how next week is going to be this heart energy? Your heart is already saying, I don't want to wait. It's like your heart has this, it is beautiful. It's fascinating. When I gaze at your heart, it's like it opens right up and it's showing me nature. It's showing me butterflies. It's showing me beauty. It's showing me waterfalls and rivers and energy. And the reading that is yours to hear right now is these beautiful ancient cosmic beings that actually are right here are standing with you. I'm seeing them with you right now, very, very tall, very, very crystalline. And there's two of them, one on either side of you. And they're saying, with perfect balance, restore yourself to that which has always brought your truth homeward. And that it is time for you to ignite without fear the next step that you already know is before you. And they're saying that the reason you got through today as our first caller and the reason that you are online too is because you're resonating with this two right now. And in your case, this two is very much about the one and the one. And this one and one must be together. And that if they cannot be together, then be one with your soul and move forward with the truth, and you will be divinely supported. And that is the message. A lot of things they're covering here. You might want to listen to this again, Lisa, in the archives. And I want you to breathe. And I want you to really feel them because they're also offering you an attunement. They're now standing one in front of you, one in back of you. And I'm watching this beautiful crystalline ray of light like go straight through you. It's like coming out of one of them straight through your heart into the other one and then going back. My ears, I can barely hear. There's so much high-pitched tone. And they're saying, breathe up, receive this ignition, and get ready to know the truth with ever greater clarity. And so it is, Lisa. I am so humbled and honored to meet you. Thank you, my angel. Many blessings.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Namaste, angel. Many, many blessings. Wow, my ears, I can hardly, I hope I'm not talking too loud. I can't hear myself.
Oh, that's great. And it reminds me that each and every one of us journeys with so many helpers, and that the ascended ones that travel with us are available to nourish, to support, to heal, to guide. And it is a matter of simply relaxing and trusting, relaxing and trusting. And so, beloveds, as we relax and trust, we're going to head to line four, and we'll say hi to Ryan from Florida.
Welcome to the show, Ryan. Hey.
Asking for a mini soul reading so I have more clarity for my my months ahead. I have a mountain that I wish to jump over as well.
Oh, Ryan. Well, I want to share something with you, Angel. First and foremost, if you can, I want you to put one hand on your solar plexus, and I'd like you to put the other hand on your heart and just relax. Yeah. Really, really relax. And I'm seeing these little, it's a fascinating little energy that's been trying to prevent you from being successful. And as I'm sharing with you, I'm like ready to cry because Archangel Raphael and Archangel Michael have both shown up and they are clearing your energy field. And I want you to just breathe. And I want you to really receive this. It's an emerald ray of light. And it's just like, it's like I'm watching it rush into you, and I'm watching your body just like shake with this energy, and they're just purging it out of you. And they're saying, breathe, beloved one, and relax. Breathe, beloved one, and relax, for the gateway of your divine presence will not be stopped. And they're saying that the reason you had to call back in is you are on line four, which is the energy of the diamond of divine protection. And that in our connection right now, everything for you, my love, is about, I love that you got through today as well. If you take an equilateral cross, right, and you connect it, it makes a diamond. You know, if you draw a line vertically and you draw another line horizontally right in the center and you connect them, you have the diamond. And they're saying, draw this shape, focus in the center, and in the center, draw a star and keep staying there. Anytime you feel out of balance this month, look back at this shape, draw it, be with it, stay at it. And that Archangel, both Michael and Raphael, are with you. They're saying that your journey is already done, and it is your tenacity and your beautiful, sincere spirit that will carry you through. And so it is.
Oh, boy. Oh, wow, this is so real. I just knew I was going to get through today. I didn't know I would be knocked off the air earlier, but it makes more sense now.
It was in divine order, my angel. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And just keep the words for you right now is receive, receive, receive. And Michael, Raphael, Emerald Green, draw the shape. And Ryan, you are a blessing on the planet. And I see you just like jumping over any hurdle. I don't see anything stopping you. It's your time. And I love you, honey. I'm so glad you got through.
All righty. Yeah. Love you guys. Thank you so much for what you do.
Thank
I'm
you.
One of your Miracle team members, and I will be tuning in more and more. I have obviously lots going on, and I want to integrate even more with all of your teachings, and I will definitely get into your new 12 steps and things with your new website.
Thank you, Ryan. We love you,
honey.
Many blessings. Namaste.
Love you guys. Namaste.
We love you too. Whew, Sri.
Hey,
I think we're all feeling
fun.
That. You know, guys, today is so powerful because, as we mentioned earlier, we're broadcasting to you live from Blue Mountain, Ecuador. And Sri and I will be sharing a lot more about Blue Mountain, Ecuador as time goes on. But in this moment right now, remember, we are in this powerful moment of balance, 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 and that together, all of us, this amazing crystalline community of light, we are forming this sacred cocoon that is supporting the crystalline grid. What a gift that we as a community can come forward and offer this blessing. And this is, again, why this is global. This is not anything that is being limited to one place or another. And the key, my loves, especially this week, if you can just for 1 week, you know, this might even be the 1 week you might want to check out of watching too much news or check out of trying to be too consumed with other things, and let your life restore and balance, restore and balance. Remember, coming out of that apex moment, June is going to start culminating. We're then going to be into that July. And this is a really powerful week. And that's why we're sitting here this week. That's why we left our home, hopped on a plane for 18 hours and came up here.
Absolutely. And we want you all to just breathe and enjoy the energy of this connection. Because as we connect here on the radio show, it's kind of funny to call it a radio show.
In so many ways.
Because actually, we are all celebrating the spiritual World Wide Web.
Oh, absolutely.
and
the web of divine presence. I love it.
And as you tune in to each and every mini soul reading, as you tune in to the energy of this show, you will find that there is a recognition that is revealed to you. And speaking of a recognition, I think we'll say hello to one more caller before the station break. So we're going to go to line 5 and welcome Stephanie from Richmond.
Namaste, Stephanie. Welcome, Angel.
Whoa. Well, hello.
Hi.
I would like a mini soul reading.
And that is our honor. And Stephanie Angel, I want you to just relax. Yeah, I want you to relax and just take a deep breath. And I want you to allow your shoulders to relax. Just really, I'll do it with you. Let's just take in a deep breath together. Let's go in and then let it out. Oh, let those shoulders drop, 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 drop. Just really relax. Okay. And now on this next breath, I want you to just take this next breath and kind of push it all the way down, almost, you know, into the belly, a nice deep belly breath. And then when you exhale, I want you to feel that go right out of your feet. Just exhale and feel it go right out of your feet. Now, the reason I'm sharing this with you, my angel, is that you've had what I'm seeing is it looks like a congestion. And this congestion is nothing negative. It's nothing that's really awful. It's just a congestion. And this congestion no longer serves you. And that's why you got through today. And I'm really giggling how today everybody got through on the line. That's the number they're resonating with, because you're here on line 5. Line five is the five-pointed Matronian star of divine presence. And if we stand, right, if you stand and you stand with your legs at your feet at shoulder width and your arms straight out, you become that five-pointed star, your head, the tips of your two fingers, your feet. And so for you right now, they're saying stand in your power. Allow yourself to remember and let no one tell you you are not that which is most ascended. And this five-pointed mastery energy of eternal life is yours to claim. You know, we have a practice, and Archangel Zadkiel actually wants me to share this with you, as does the Archangel Metatron, by the way, because you have a lot of gold energy around you as well. We have a practice called the Living Ankh. And the practice of the Living Ankh is very simply, I'm going to give you the quick version because you need to be doing a lot. Okay. You stand in this position I mentioned, 2 feet, arms straight out, and then you breathe up a stream of white light from one leg, a stream of gold light up the other leg, very, very slowly. When they meet at the base of the spine, allow the gold and the white to spiral together. Breathe it all the way up so it releases out of the crown. You stretch out your arms and call in an emerald ray of light to your heart. Feel it unify with the white and gold and breathe in eternal life. And as you do, you then slowly move those arms just to start bringing them, you know, move them toward, you know, from the sides, just start collecting light until your hands reach on your heart. You take in a deep breath and you ignite again. And so a very powerful time ahead. They're also saying the next 5 weeks, very revelatory, and to really remain committed to you. It is a mastery time for you, Stephanie, and I'm really glad you got through. So thank you for bringing that gift to the show.
Thank you. Okay,
bye-bye.
I'll try everything. Okay,
you'll do it. You'll do it. Namaste, Stephanie. Many blessings. All right. Woohoo.
And beloved listeners, we invite you all to take that breath, to relax and smile. We're going to take a little station break and use this time to stand up and wiggle.
Wiggle everybody. Wiggle that.
Yeah, get a cup of tea or whatever you enjoy.
Because we have a lot to share.
We'll be right back after this message.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process, and then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful ascended mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go. And then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
Namaste and welcome back. We are delighted to be with you.
We are over the top to be with you. And I need to share something with all of you guys because you're just so precious and so beautiful. So during the station break, I was reminded that today is actually June 18th. And I just giggled and giggled and giggled and thought, well, of course it is. And again, the date that I mentioned earlier has nothing to do with the energy. We are in this mid-month energy of June right now, this moment.
This is indeed it. And as we are coming together once again to remember the time that we're in and the places that we're going, one of the things I want to remind each and every one of you is that it really you have the opportunity to be in the center. You have the opportunity to be in the periphery. Sometimes we need to get out of balance in order to remember what true balance is.
You know, that is really a valuable point, Sri, and that's something we all need to remember. Do not ever give yourself, don't ever beat yourself up when you're out of balance. All that means is that you're giving yourself a gift, an opportunity to say, hey, okay, so I got to play with that energy again. Now let me play with something else.
Yes. And one of the other things I want to say is that the way our consciousness seems to work is we love contrast. We love discernment.
In every way.
We also like our habits.
Oh, yeah.
And so we tend to get into our patterns. And so when we grow, it's a little bit like the becoming that butterfly. We have to kind of get through the shell, so to speak, and stretch out our wings. And so the one bottom line revelation is to trust your process, never to doubt yourself. Sometimes when we're in a moment of chaos or we're in a moment of, call it regression, mm-hmm. we tend to judge ourselves harshly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, there's something wrong with me. Look at me. I messed up. No, you didn't. You were just sampling an old energy so that you could renew your commitment to the positive evolution.
Now, think about that globally. Right now, isn't that what's happening? We are all in that moment where we get the blessing, the opportunity, the joy to renew our commitment to the evolution of the planet. And this is why, if you are listening to this show, even if somebody forced you to listen to this show, if you are listening to this show, whether you are live or you are in the archives, then may your heart right now feel the blessing of you and the recognition that you are on this planet right now in this moment to be part of this sacred cocoon that is supporting the crystalline grid of light to be able to sustain a beautiful rebalancing on our planet. And this ignites the power of inner trust. And this is, you know, Sri and I are notorious for saying yes to the universe. You know, it's just the universe calls and we go, okay. Now, we don't always know what we're saying yes to, which in some ways is a blessing.
Sometimes it can be a little uncomfortable at first as we transition.
Exactly. But we always say yes. And that's why we're sitting here in Ecuador right now. That's why we're here in this beautiful Inter-Andean Valley coming to you live, broadcasting from 7,600 feet. You know, the last time we were here, the internet connection was not available to do this. And that's why this is a miracle. The universe is coming forward right now and saying yes. Yes, yes. And this is what we're inviting you to do this week, to say yes to the harmony, yes to the rebalancing, to pay strong attention to what's going on in your life right now. Now, all of this, as we mentioned, is going to start really rapidly culminating. And remember, if you've not seen our June video, our June energy video, we have a little graphic there, and we invite you to go visit that graphic again. Go to SriandKira.com. You'll find the video right there on our homepage, or if you want to, go to YouTube, Official Sri and Kira. You'll find the video. This is that moment, right, where in the last couple weeks of really harvesting that eye of the storm. And we just published a brand new article, and we only posted it at SriandKira.com. So give yourself a gift and read this article. It's at SriandKira.com. And when you do, the new article that we've just put out really talks a lot about the fear energy, because there's a lot of fear energy right now that is trying to steal your joy. And when you go to our homepage, you'll see this article. It's posted right there, and it's called Navigating Through Fear to Oneness.
Fear offers you a gift. You know, so many people are afraid of their fear. And to be afraid of your fear is to keep yourself frozen. And whereas when fear happens, to lean into the fear, to let it inform you, to go through the fear into the oneness that's beyond it, and a lot of this is discussed in the article, offers you the opportunity to evolve through fear into a state of true peace.
Absolutely. And this is why we just put this article up right now. It just went up a couple days ago, because remember that as we are quickly culminating the center of the storm energy, remember, we're in that 4x4, April through July, but May and June were the center. There seems to be this rapid rise of fear. Now, we're bringing this up because remember, this is part of the need to balance, because while the fear is concerning and is seemingly widespread, it is finding an easy voice. And so whenever we're faced with this rapidly changing energy of the planet, you have the choice. You can move forward or not. It is your choice. And so while the energy of the planetary thought body may be organized around fear, the truth of the matter is you are not. No matter what's trying to make you think you are not.
Fear is just one of the many opportunities to evolve your consciousness.
Absolutely. And one of the things seeking balance this week.
Well, we're going to head back to the phone lines. We have some beautiful people standing by. And on line one is Shauna from Colorado.
Welcome, beautiful Shauna.
I think it's Donna. Is this me?
Oh, well, hi.
Donna,
namaste.
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank you guys so much. It's really been a wonderful show so far. And with Ryan, a lot of emotion came up for me. I have been having some challenges with some sacred jewelry and also my merchant credit card account. So I'm just wondering if you could give me a little mini soul reading for some more clarity surrounding that and insight.
Well, Donna, I am so grateful you got through. I am so grateful you got through. And I want to share something with you. The minute you started speaking, my heart reached out like a huge ray of light. And it's like I'm just hugging you. And as this huge ray of light reaches out to hug you right now, all of this energy, excuse me, I'm choking because I'm actually clearing. All of this energy came in and said, everything that is happening for you right now is because there is an old pattern. And this is why I love you got through this week. You are in the middle of a major rebalance, that everything around you right now has been either breaking or moving or feeling hindered because you're approaching things with an emotional component of an energy that no longer serves you. And they're showing me you literally walking up out of an ocean, and you're walking up out of the ocean and you're carrying a bunch of like heavy sandbags. And it's like, why would you carry sandbags into the ocean? And it's like you've dragged yourself up onto shore and you're looking up at me and the universe and all of these beautiful beings. And we're all saying, drop them, drop them, drop them. You're at a moment where you're being asked to allow your life to get less complex, drop everything that no longer serves you, and start celebrating you. Somewhere along the line, you stopped celebrating yourself enough. And they're saying the minute you start dancing with the joy of who you are, balance is restored, harmony enters, and everything gets smooth again. And so you're just in a moment of rebalance. And I love that we're talking to you right now. Now go smile and dance at it. Go laugh at it. Allow yourself, go watch a funny movie. Go have fun. And believe it or not, that's what's going to finalize this process. And the process is ready to finalize for you right now, this week. It's done. And so it is, Donna. I'm so glad you got through, my love.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, honey. We love you. We love you. Go have fun, Angel. Many blessings.
Well, beloved ones, here we are enjoying the divine connection.
So beautiful. And how many of us forget to celebrate ourselves, Sri?
Absolutely.
You know, how many of us have been through what Donna's going through, that we just forget that our life is a blessing. Our life is a miracle. You know, take a moment. Every once in a while, it's good to kind of sit down and look at everything that has come forward in your life and to really celebrate how A led to B, led to C, led to the blessing of who you are right now, connecting with this beautiful community in this moment. Our connection is a miracle. Celebrate it as one, my loves. You are the miracle.
And sometimes when it seems like your life is getting hard, it's the time to pause and say, am I being hard on myself?
Yeah. Am I celebrating myself enough?
It's when things are hard, it's time to lay down the burden and take that
drop
deep.
Those sandbags, baby.
If you want to have a glass of wine or you want to go exercise, go do whatever will liberate you in that moment to celebrate your life.
Have fun and sing and feel the energy. Sri and I have been emitting powerful, powerful cosmic life restoration infinite presence energy to you during this whole show. So receive, receive, receive.
And speaking of receiving, let's go to line three and say hi to Lynn from Los Angeles.
Namaste, Lynn. Welcome.
Shri and Kira, thank you so much. I know I'm supposed to speak with you because I called in late and I got through and then my call dropped and I got right back in. So I thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Our pleasure. We can hear you, and I love how that happened for you.
Yes, yes. I was just wanting a mini soul reading. I'm just wondering why, I'm having such flare-ups or difficulty with digestion and mobility. Everything is just sort of frozen, and it's not like me, and it's just, I just need some comfort, you know, reminder.
Absolutely, Lynn. And thank you for the honor. No, thank you, Angel, for the honor of asking. Truly, I am humbled because you are an incredible master. Oh, my goodness, are you a powerful woman. And so I just want to share with you this, that what I am being specifically shown is that you are at a moment of needing to take inventory of all of the blessings of your life, that you are literally being invited to swallow, digest, and pay attention to the gifts of the truth of who you are, and to say thank you, goodbye to everything else that has not supported that. And that's why you got through this week. You also got through on line three, and I'm smiling because that's that Trinity. And you have this light, this pyramid around you, this temple. It's like a crystalline pyramid temple. And so the gift that's being offered to you is close your eyes, remember this temple. You have been here many times. You have offered many gifts here many times. Be present, go into the temple, and bring forward the blessings of the truth of this life, and the release is nigh. And that is exactly what they want you to hear, and I love that you got through on line three, and I'm grateful that you're here. Thank you, Lynn. It's a good week for you, honey. You'll release a lot.
The release is coming soon?
Yeah, very much so. Very much so. And that's, but you've got to do the work this week. Just go in, do the work. Go in, do the work this week.
I will. And thank you, beloved Tri and Kira. I love you.
Oh,
thank you.
We love you, honey.
Much love
Many
to you,
blessings.
Dear.
Namaste. Oh, Shri, I have tears in my eyes. We have the best. You guys rock. We are so honored to spend this time with you every week.
And invite each and every one of you that is tuning in to really tune in. Every message, every communication is for all of us.
In every single way. And the cosmic beings here at Blue Mountain are really, guys, today is spiral day. You know, I think I mentioned earlier that right before the show, I had the blessing of communicating with this beautiful ancient spiral petroglyph carved into this rock here. And I was just really communicating and feeling the ancients that were leaving the message. And so maybe you want to draw a spiral. Maybe you want to feel the spiral of divine light and support coming around you today. Maybe you want to connect with Shri and I right here, Blue Mountain, the blue starborn cosmic Essene, the energy of creating this sacred cocoon that is supporting the crystalline grids. You are a master here to support all of humanity. And this week, we are all coming back into the blessing of balance.
Truly a blessing. We have some first-time callers standing by, so
all right,
why don't
let's say hi.
Go to line two, and we'll say hello to Alex from Austin.
Welcome to the show, Alex. Namaste.
Beloved Kira, hello. It's such a pleasure to get through and finally talk to you. You've been such great guides on my journey these past couple of years since I've discovered you, and I just want to say thank you so much from the bottom of my heart.
We love you so much. I feel your heart. You are such an amazing being, Alex. We love you so much.
Well, thank you. I am open to a soul reading if that is available. I feel like I have been working towards releasing addictions and trying to find ways to become more healthy in my life. It's not something I've experienced much of along my journey. And I find that I'm still having trouble not self-sabotaging and falling into some of those habits. I feel like I'm on my way, but if you have any information for me, I am open to hearing it.
Oh, Alex, thank you for asking. You know, I just want to share one thing with you. You carry a very unique, radiant energy. It's the rainbow. You know, like with you, all of the colors are there. You're the walking rainbow. And they're saying that it's very important for you to start every day. And they're saying to make it the habit to start every day before you get out of bed, bring a hand to your heart, take a deep breath, and start with, I am enough. I am the rainbow. I am divine. I am enough. I am the rainbow. I am divine. I am enough. I am the rainbow. I am divine. And they're saying that every morning you open your eyes, you are gifting the world with your presence. And that to walk each day with the recognition that everything that you have been through was so that you could be the walking rainbow presence of light that will inspire others to do the same. And they're saying that your greater mission is just before you and soon to begin, and that it begins as simply as waking up and repeating this gift. And that's what they want you to hear, my angel. And I am bowing in front of your mastery, and I love you, and I am so proud of you, and thank you, thank you, thank you for getting through today.
Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate you, and if I could give you big hugs, I would. Thank you.
Oh, well, you are. We feel them, Alex. We love you, honey. I'm crying with you, Angel. I love you.
Love you guys. Take care and enjoy Ecuador for us all.
We will, sweetheart. Namaste.
Many blessings indeed.
Namaste. Oh, Sri, what a blessing. Are we, Ish, do you see, do you guys see this? Do you see the cocoon? Do you see the spiral? Do you see the emanation of this Ecuadorian beautiful cosmic ray of Blue Mountain just coming in and offering the world the gift of this heart-filled presence? And see, this is building. Remember, guys, next week we're going to be talking a lot about the heart, and then Sri and I want to share with all of you, remember, we have not only were we called to be here in Ecuador for this week in June, we have been called to be in India for the entire month of July. And we have some very special shows that will be coming up in July. They will be recorded in India. And while they will not be live, we will still be doing mini soul readings. And it gives us an opportunity to get to all of you that have written us. So if you want to give us an email,
simply write an email to guest, G-U-E-S-T, guest, at sriandkiraradio.com. And in there, if you'd share a little bit about the topic you would like addressed, it's always useful to do that. And we'll be offering mini soul readings and live audio guidance to those who write in throughout the month of July.
And we'll be sending lots of powerful energy from our time in India. So you're going to want to make a note to tune in to all of the July shows, but we want to give you plenty of time. Start sending in your soul reading requests, because we will be responding to all of them during the shows in July from India.
And we have time to say hello to another first-time caller who is standing by on line four. Let's welcome Carl from Oregon.
Namaste, beautiful.
Hi, and thank you for taking my call today. This is my first time trying.
Wow, congratulations.
Welcome.
I'm an artist. And 1 year ago, my sister passed away after being in a coma for about a week. And the grief has really hit me, and I'm having a hard time getting back to work now. So I was just hoping for a mini soul reading.
Carl, I want you to just close your eyes, and I want you to bring your hands to your heart. And we're running out of time, but I want to share a miracle with you. As soon as you mentioned your sister, she appeared before me. And even as I'm talking to you right now, there is a bird outside of here that is singing the most beautiful song I have ever heard. And your sister is saying, I have been singing to you. I have been speaking with you. I am ever present. And please go forward and be who you are meant to be. It brings me great joy to be here with you in this way. And you are ready to move forward. And I am ready to be here always just a breath away. And every time you hear a beautiful bird singing, I want you to stop and bring your hand to your heart and receive the message, because you can receive these messages directly. And this is why she had this bird sing to me right now. And Carl, I'm so happy to connect with you, my love. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye. Namaste. Namaste, angel. Many blessings. Do you hear this bird?
Yeah, it's
a
wonderful bird.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Just outside the window here. And I just want to say that everything is your mirror. And whether it's a sacred partner or nature, and we need to pay attention.
And this is the week. Rebalance. Pay attention to everything that's going on in your life. Smile. Celebrate your life. Receive. Listen to the show more than once. Send it out to all of your friends. Let's together build this beautiful sacred cocoon of true crystalline presence. And angels, get to shriyankira.com. Watch the videos. Get those 12 lessons and know that you matter. You are a master in form.
And beloved ones, as you take a deep breath in right now and feel that air circulate around your own heart center, may you know that all is truly well. And until we have the delight of being with you live next week, keep breathing, keep trusting.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Shri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@shriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at shriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.